Hey everybody, welcome to Running Highs and Community Ties, the official podcast out of Heels for ATL. I'm excited. My name is Lindsay Sizemore. I have an amazing VIP guest with us tonight. And this is going to be our third episode. And so we are just going to keep the ball rolling with these podcasts coming. And again, it is just our way of creating a platform to have authentic discussions with all of the family and the community that comes out to our workouts on Wednesday at 6:30 at Piedmont Park. Tonight I want to just take a little bit of time and dive a little deeper into Anthony Strayhorn. He is here with us, and he's going to dive into a little bit about who he is and kind of what his why is. And I'm really excited about this conversation. So, Anthony, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. It's an excited.
Yeah. So, Anthony, 17 years in Atlanta, right? Mm-hmm. And you are a native of Fayetteville, North Carolina, right?
Yes.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Awesome. I have a little bit of family from North Carolina. Wow. But I'm really excited that you were able to jump on. Sounds like you are quite the entrepreneur. And so I just kind of wanted to start off with just asking a little bit about who are you and, you know, what are you, where are you from? What are you about?
So native of North Carolina. I moved out to Atlanta 17 years ago from Philadelphia, where I was working for a corporation at the time. Moved down here, got another corporate job. And for another 5 years, I just, you know, worked in that environment. And I left in January 20th of 2012.
Hut.
And I began my entrepreneurial journey in March of 2012. So a few months later, after I kind of figured that I wanted to get into something that involves health and fitness as a lifestyle career.
Okay.
And that really brought me to the space of personal training. Yeah, and then it involves personal development. And it's continued to evolve into what I do now, where I'm a coach within a program that helps to navigate people through the codependency challenges that they experience in relationships.
Oh, wow. Okay. So when you got into the space of personal training and fitness, I mean, that sounds like it's a lot different than the corporate world, right?
Very much so.
Were you actually going to your corporate job over and over? Were you pretty active at that time too?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that was just basically also a lifestyle, even though you were working in that field.
Excellent.
And so it seems like you were just like, I guess that was just for you, right? And
yeah.
And you decided you were going to take this thing to another level. And did you start off in a gym? How did you say, hey, did you just wake up one morning and you said, enough is enough? I'm going to be done with this corporate life?
Yeah, well, I always was into health and fitness. I played sports. I ran track, cross country. I've always been into, you know, weight training, strength training in some form or fashion. And it just came to me like, why don't you just try to do something that you love and you're very, you know, good at and apply that towards creating a business around it. And so that's what I did. And so the first group of people I started training were actually teachers.
Oh, my goodness. What kind of teachers?
They were high school teachers at a high school at East Point. called Tri-Cities High School. It's a very well-known school in Atlanta. Okay. A lot of celebrities from Atlanta have actually gone there. And it was my first start. And that's what gave me a sense of like how I could do it, how to refine it, how to approach it, and just, you know, keep walking there.
So that was really courageous, you know. I know that I've started some things on my own, and there's definitely been some nerves behind it. You don't know exactly how all the pieces are going to work together, yeah. But then you find that support and you get a little bit of experience under your belt. And it sounds like those teachers really helped you get that start. If anything, figuring out personally that this is a route you want to take and that you kind of know how to kind of get that support going.
For sure. Yeah. And it definitely gave me like more confidence. And I started to just like take what I learned from that experience, and then I came to another space where I'm at now and started to just raise my standard as a trainer and just learn about more business practices and just continue to learn about the craft of personal training and overall wellness too.
So do you specialize in anything? Is it all sorts of training? Is it like HIIT workouts, or is it weightlifting, or is it more so individualized?
Yeah, so individualized training, and I also do group training. And with all that, I approach the way I look at health and fitness as a holistic experience. And what I tend to guide people on is like looking at your body as like this vehicle on the world of life. And it has multiple wheels that are healthy and fit. It has a spiritual wheel, it has a mental wheel, social wheel, emotional wheel, physical wheel. And so when I train people in the physical experience and help them translate that energy of exercising their body into life experiences. Like understand that it's a metaphor. Like what you do in the gym and what you do outside the gym is always to know how you put down the weights. It's how you respond to stress in life. So you bring through the stress of lifting the weight, putting it down, pulling the weight, pressing your weight. All that ties to how you respond to stress.
It absolutely does. every single thing, I know for me, I found out that, you know, the way that I respond in the gym is typically how I respond and think through most of everything in life. Whether it's just, even if it's just an accountability thing, or a challenging moment, or even if it's just like the finishing what you start situation, you know, really big on keeping commitment to yourself. And so I won't even commit to like a hard workout unless I know that I'm going to finish it, right? Mm-hmm. And so when like I started going to the hills, I didn't know exactly like what I was walking into, you know, but I knew that whatever it was, I'm going to finish it, and I was just going to figure it out.
Right.
And I think that that's kind of common around a lot of the people that show up, right? And so we're just like, okay, we're here. There's like nerves at the beginning. You know, I don't know exactly what I'm walking into. I see laughs. I see a little nerves when people are, you know, first timers and things like that.
Sure.
So yeah, it's the holistic approach, the whole mind, body, you know, spirit, everything about it is very, very interesting. And I know that over the past, you know, decade, really, this has become more of a topic that people are willing to discuss and willing to work on. So it sounds like you found a lot of joy in doing this. It sounds like this is actually continuing to go. What's the name of this curriculum, this program that you have?
Yeah, so the coaching program that I have is called the 2D, like everyday 2D independence program. It's really designed to help people with two areas of coaching and training that we focus on in the program. We have another dimension or another area, but for this particular program, we use these two tools or these main tools to help them navigate themselves in their area. It's codependency in the program. So that's just a program within the overall community. We have multiple tools and multiple ways in which people can engage and be a part of the coaching and come into the space. So
I'm curious. So this codependency,
and what?
That's unique. It's unique that you would choose that as a focal point in your work. And that's got that surely came from something that you personally experienced in some sort of way, a passion of some sort is usually how all those things happen, right?
Yep.
And so I think that it's extremely important to even talk about, let alone incorporate physical activity when it comes to this as well. So tell me how you decided that your business in this field was going to center around codependency.
Yeah, so working with so many different clients for so many years, so in different ways, you start to see patterns of lifestyle choices, of language, meaning like what they talk about, how they relate to things. And so I started to notice that a lot of time there was a personal sacrifice of themselves, of their health, of their sense of self-worth and their ability to end things for the sake of others. Like feeling very obligatory to everything, to work, to friends, to church, to business, to, and almost like they took on this, like, I have to sacrifice myself in order to feel validated or, you know, it's not worth it. So there's a lot of that. So that inherently is a codependent dynamic that is formed over time when someone feels like they only get validated or they only feel a sense of meaning and purpose if somebody else says, yes, do this for me, or if you do this, then I will be happy. And then that person feels happy. Like your sense of happiness is dependent on whether or not someone actually like validates it for you. You don't really own it for yourself. So I saw a lot of that, and there were some bits of that in my own earlier childhood where I could point back now and, you know, understanding my past and saying that there was some levels of codependency that I didn't know were there, and it's just what it was, and didn't have a term for it.
Let you go.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, it sounds like everything in this is as far as codependency on this level is it, and you attacking it in this way is all about feeling empowered. And I know for me, like, I mean, if you're, you know, the codependency in a lot of like relationship situations, like personal relationship situations, I personally experienced that at a younger age where I just completely have lost myself because of those valid. I needed to do this. I would even go to the grocery store, and I would never eat. It was so bad at one point in my life, I wouldn't even, think about what I wanted. I would need to think about, you know, what everybody else needed at the grocery store. I would always think about other things in order to be accepted, like you're saying. And enough of that, and so a bunch of years later, you can kind of forget who you are.
Yes.
And so to be able to move your body and achieve things and to feel those endorphins and to, like I said, finish what you start, in a sense, you're able to like start to really love yourself again. You're able to start to be proud of yourself because that's just what you don't need anything from other people to make you feel that way.
Exactly.
You know, it's kind of a trap. Codependency is a trap. You don't even realize it's happening sometimes.
Yeah.
So to have a coach and to have a curriculum here to help you kind of recognize that, even if you feel good, like, hey, my life's good, everything's balanced, but how cool is that to have like accountability and a program like yours on a regular basis, just to have that check-in with yourself.
Yeah.
You know, am I doing this for me? And it's a realization that, hey, I can actually be happy and I can be filled with joy too, regardless of anybody or anything that's around me.
Yeah.
You know, I can produce that.
Yeah.
You know?
And you can do it not just by yourself. You can incorporate community into your life. Because I always feel like we don't have to move through all the challenges and all the things that life throws at us all by ourselves. We can ask for what we want and invite the community into our lives and can connect. And so that is why, you know, big part of Hills.
That's what I was going to say. How symbolic is everything you just said when it comes to the very thing that Hills was created for?
Exactly.
We're sitting here going through these challenges with community, and we're connecting with each other and we're lifting each other up. We're high-fiving each other. We're laughing at each other. We're slipping in the dirt. We're getting dirty. We're cheering each other on. And, you know, there's a few of us that, you know, talk a bunch of crap to each other. And it's just fun. It's fun. And it's attractive. And it feels good inside. And so I know for me, I walk away from my heels, little exercise. And I feel good on the inside because I did something good for my body. But I'm also walking away with new connections and new memories with other people, which truly, truly, truly enhances life overall. And so speaking of Hills, how are you introduced to Hills? Like, how did someone like yourself get involved in this? I mean, I know that you've been in health and fitness and you're an entrepreneur and you're over here teaching teachers and all of these other great things. But how did you come to Hills? Tell me about that first time.
So a dear mutual friend of ours introduced me to Hills. She told me that it had been going on for a bit. And me and this person used to be a part of another fitness meetup called the November Project. And so the energy is similar. And so I've been a runner in so many different ways for years. And I love like exercising. And I love doing it in group settings too. And so she was like, oh, just come check this out. You'll love it. And so first got there, it's like, whoa, okay, it's a lot of people, this is fun. I'm like, it reminds me of being at a track meet, meet hundreds of people on the field, middle of the field, gearing up for a race, and it's time, when it's go time.
Yeah.
You know, the adrenaline starts pumping, and then, you know, you start to get at it, so.
Yeah, I think that's when I met you as well, is around that time, Alina, which we will probably have her on the podcast one day, but, yeah, just good people, just inviting people to some really good events that are out there. I also share a love for running as well. So I was like, oh, I'll give it a shot, you know? And so, yeah, like showing up, you get that adrenaline, you get that vibe, you hear the music. And right now, if you go out there on Wednesdays, I know when I walk up, I'm usually there right at on time. Yeah. And I can already see the dust and the people just storming this hill. And it's just like exciting.
Very.
It really is exciting. Okay. So, self-care, you got a routine. We all take care of ourselves in different ways. They all have these jobs. You are an entrepreneur in so many ways. And obviously you take not only a holistic approach, like with those that you are training, mm-hmm. But you also do that with yourself.
Sure.
So let's talk about you and what that looks like. How do you take care of you?
Yeah. One thing I'm really big on is just my personal energy management, like how I allocate my time and energy, making sure my cup is full in every day and every experience. So I'm constantly looking at, okay, how many appointments do I want to take on based on what I'm, you know, managing in the background and other areas of my life. So that's always kind of like in play. And I'm really big on like the sauna, the hot tub, massages. I go to the Korean spas to get into like all the therapy rooms and all the different amenities, things they have there. And I'm big on that because it does change the way my body feels and thus the way my mind and all aspects of me, you know, express themselves in it and are. So I think it's important. It's an investment. And I'm a walking model of what I taught.
Yes.
And I think that's so important that because we communicate more what we do from an action standpoint and behavior versus what we say. So my say to do ratio is very high. So what I'm doing and what I'm saying are congruent. And so self-care in whatever capacity is always something that is always like an investment and a priority on a weekly basis.
Absolutely. So managing your time.
Yeah.
Managing and it really takes a second to like sit back and I know for me, it's easy just to fill up my calendar. Okay. And 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, I got a place to be and things to do. Right. But it takes something special to be able to sit back and analyze that for a minute. And like, is this going to take it all out of me to where I can authentically and fully show up for this particular appointment or what I'm about to do? So managing your time, your appointments, and obviously, oh my gosh, the energy that's around you. Mm-hmm. And I think, how old are you?
Am I allowed to ask? 42.
42, okay. And so I'm 36, and so I don't know if it's just like, well, we're in this phase of life. Energy and the people that are around us really, really do contribute to, the way that we are going to show up. We may not notice it at first, but I'm big on protecting the energy as well, I love creative minds. I love being able to around people that are, working towards things. And we're going to get into yours in a second. But protecting energy really spoke to me when you said that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know that we can do that in so many different ways. But also just keeping that open heart. When I show up, when you show up at Hills, it's like I have this open heart and mind. I don't know who I'm about to meet and what they're about to say or anything like that, but I'm open to whatever it is in this moment. And that's a good way to fill up my cup.
Absolutely.
It fills up my cup, and especially like for people who are giving all day, mm-hmm. You're pouring into your client.
Yeah.
And it's all day long. And I was a personal trainer a long time ago as well. And there are true deep relationships that you build with your clients. And I just love that it's so important to you that, you recognize that you have to fill yourself up in order to really, bring it. And in order to, and when you bring it good, you feel even better, right?
Absolutely.
And so do you sleep good? Are your sleep schedules good? Or
I sleep late sometimes. However, it's not a consistent thing. And I get up early too. And having a child also makes it easier to think about how important sleep is too.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. So taking care of yourself is key.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that I'm truly inspired when I watch you like pushing so hard out there. I see that you're pushing it and you're there for it. You're present. You're a very present person. And the opportunity to go to lunch with you after playing around at Benjamin one time.
Yeah.
Because Believe it or not, you guys, when we are out there, we make friends, we make other plans, and then we hang out afterwards. And it's just like the Hills group allows us the opportunities to continue these relationships and friendships. And I think that that's what's so cool. But I really recognize that there was something very special about you. And I think something like that can only really come when you've done a lot of the inner work
yeah.
yourself. And so that brings me to the next thing I really want to dive into is, you know, we all face challenges in life and they're not going to stop, right? We just learn how to either get stronger, smarter, whatever, and we learn how to navigate through those things. And so what is something that you are kind of proud that you overcame at one point in your life? Tell us a little bit about some of those feelings that you felt during this challenge. And then, you know, how did you take care of yourself, or how did you overcome it?
One moment that comes to mind, it's one that always sticks out to me as a reference of the past, is there was a time when I was working in corporate and there was a round of layoffs for the company I was working with. And I remember thinking like, wow, I did liquidate my 401k and I had some savings. However, it did come to a point where my mortgage is in jeopardy of being foreclosed on. And so I was working with the bank and they were working with me. However, I was still very like in my head, like there's no way they're going to take my house. They don't want to take my house. Because that's more debt they have to try to sell off and do. So I had all these kind of rational thoughts. And so I started to like see how day by day, things were actually starting to work a little bit more towards my favor. And I was like, there's something about, I started to reflect back after I got out of the situation. I didn't lose my home, worked out, got support, and I was willing to do whatever, and it worked out. I started to reflect back and think like, it was the way I was thinking about it. My thoughts then were emotionalized in my body.
Wow.
And in my body, my actions started to come out in a different way from what they were before. And so I do feel like how we think becomes emotionalized in our body, and what becomes emotionalized becomes attractive energy. It becomes what we magnetize. So I said, no, I'm going to have this house because this is what it needs to be. And this is what it has to be. I just claimed it. I just really just saw it happening that way. And that's what it was. So that level of conviction is what I still really galvanize that experience coming into my life and me experiencing it. So
I don't even know where to start, because you just dropped some major pieces of wisdom. I hope you guys all will rewind that and listen to that part again. But okay, so you found through this experience that there was something truly powerful about the way that you were looking at this very scary situation that you had on your hands, losing your home. I mean, you have a family, you have this going on. And so just a matter of like, you know, taking control of your thoughts, saying, no, this is not going to happen. This will not be part of my story.
Right.
Just having this level of conviction and changing the way that you're thinking about it, it just really helped you just get through it, because it was like, you know, this is not going to be an option for my life.
Yeah.
And I know that can be really difficult to do, especially when things are confusing and there's a lot of unanswered questions and things like that, and you're not really sure, but it sounds like you tapped into that believing in yourself.
I did.
Peace.
Okay.
Because when you believe in yourself, it doesn't really matter what the bank says or what society says or what anything else that's going on is whatever's happening on the outside.
Yeah.
When you believe in yourself, then you know that you can trust yourself, and you know that you're going to be able to wake up and you're going to put one foot in front of the other and you're going to be able to figure it out.
Yeah.
And I think that just in any challenge, in any situation, we get really remember who that you are.
Yeah. Yeah.
And get up and take a deep breath and do it.
Yeah.
You know, that's where that level of conviction comes from, you know, because, you know, it's so easy to get stuck in that negative thought process and maybe even victim feeling,
sure.
Right? And that can be paralyzing a lot of them. I mean, there are lots of people getting dealt bad cards, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's easy to stay stuck there.
Sure.
but based upon the support, you said that you had some support through mm-hmm. this as well, mm-hmm. friends, family.
Good.
Luckily, you were able to be reminding who you are.
Yeah.
And then you believed it. And then you were able to power through it with a conviction that now you're super proud of.
Yeah. And I think having a sports background, playing sports in high school, like digging into like some of that, those memories where it's like, all right, it's the bail lap, which is the last lap on the trapeze. It's like, and it's just like, something's like, oh boy, here it comes. So the analogy of the bail lap, like, okay, well, here it goes. Or here's the hill of my life. I'm going to fucking go up it. And I'm going to go all the way and drive through it. And then see what happens on the other side.
That, I am so glad you brought that up, because I know there's a ton of athletes that, if people that were into sports, even if it was just as a kid,
yeah.
like that are out there at Lake Hills workout. Mm-hmm. That is a real thing.
Mm-hmm.
When you hear that bell, or you know that you're on your last lap, or this is the last time you're about to, you know, do one more of whatever you're doing.
Yeah.
I personally know this from the most recent competition that I was in. It's just like, it's like all or nothing.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
and you have to dig deep.
Yeah.
And I think that even as an athlete like yourself, like, you know, you've done that multiple times now.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just so amazing how you could relate this stuff to just everyday challenges. And,
yeah.
And again, it reinforces why it is it keeping your body moving and training and staying physically active is so key. Like to just being able to do this thing called life, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
You know, and so I'm hearing so many great qualities about you. And I know that you have a lot of family support. Tell me a little bit about that. You know, tell me a little bit about your family and maybe like some of the community supports that you have.
Yeah, so just outside of my blood family, my mother and father, uncles, cousins, I have an immense amount of those, curated, but family that I tap into here in Atlanta. It's a community, it's a gym. It's called the Your Day Balance Game community, and it's a health and fitness training. We're big on accountability, love, and balance, and fitness. And really, how does that integrate into our everyday world? And it helps me, and we help each other. We are big into a lot of different things around entrepreneurship. Some of us are in real estate. Some of us are into other podcasts as well. And so I get a lot of support in different capacities. And I think family is more, it can be more than just the people that you are born into a family with. You know, it's who you choose to live life with, who are you inspired by life with. That can be your family. You know, who you foster intimate, loving, healing relationships with. So I get that in a lot of different ways. So I don't really have a lot of feeling like I'm alone. I might feel like I always feel connected, even though sometimes I might not feel like I have the energy of everyone in my pocket or in. I know that they're there, and we're all here together. We may just not always feel like someone gets it, so to speak, but we all are experiencing and feeling a lot of the same things. So,
Jenny, you are so right about choosing. We choose our family.
Yeah.
Those people that lift us up, people that bring out that most creative side of us. I mean, that truly brings me joy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people that encourage us. And there's a lot of people that can do that that don't necessarily have to talk to us every single day, right?
Right.
We know that they're there.
Right.
We know that they care. And I found a lot of that through a few groups, Hills being one of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I bring up how to see my lives. And it just adds to my life. It doesn't take life, you know, and that becomes, like I said, at this age, very, very, you're very aware, you know, of that. And so sounds like you have a pretty good support system. And what do you say the name of the group was called again?
Your Day, YOURDAY, one word, balance team.
Okay.
Your Day Balance. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so we'll definitely have to check that out. I don't know if it's the kind of space that like other people can look into, but I'm definitely interested in that.
Okay.
Anthony, tell me about this mission statement of life. Like your amazing mission statement of compassion and gratitude and just like
it's a reminder, it's my North Star of my bigger why and why I choose to be here. why I choose to live in this experience. It's connected to so many of my values and principles in life that I recognize that support and undergird those values in a sustainable way. You know, it ties into my own, it ties into other things that I do, like with other people, with other life experiences. And it's not like something like, oh, I'll just get to and that'll be it. It's like an eternal unfolding. It's like a flower that continues to unfurl. It doesn't stop. And so for me, it's like a sun that you can never really touch. You can see it growing and growing and growing and growing. You should never see it fully rise all the way up, but and still bright and shining than you can feel it.
Oh, thumbs up that. I felt that in my heart. I'm also, don't tell anybody, but definitely poetic and love symbolism. I love all of those things. And so that's just absolutely beautiful. And I love that you know that about yourself. I love that you get to experience that. I love that we get to experience a piece of that, you know, just by being lives. And so before we wrap this podcast up, I do want to know, you know, we bring up this hill on Wednesdays. We stay connected. We talk about the power of connection and community and being at family. And and so as we in the podcast, I want to know, Anthony, what are you running towards? You know, we all have things that we're working on. We have goals. But if you could think of something that, you know, you're running towards, and then maybe even if there's anything we can do to support you in this, please let us know.
Yeah. Great question. I'm running towards continual sustainability. The activities of fun, help, love, intimacy, travel, fitness. All those things are all connected because they all deal with the human experience. I'm running for expansion, evolution. And it's not something I have to try to get to. And this one, I'm going to drop a little sage wisdom. We always are thinking we have to get there by doing something. But if you think about the word there, it has the word here in it.
Oh, I love that. Stop it right now.
Same, H-E-R-E. Here. So if you're here, you're present, it's really more so about going deeper with it here to understand that there is really already. Bark.
Anthony. That is beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. I know that you are tapping into also like presenting in seminars and trainings and things like that. And I would love to work with you at some capacity in the future. I think that you're definitely aligned right now in life. And I think that pretty much everywhere you go, it's just going to be like, you're just going to be a light for so many people. And so thank you for being here with us tonight and letting us know a little bit more of who you are and your heart. And I can't wait to see you out there again. And if you guys see Anthony, feel free to try to race him up the hill a couple of times. It's really fun to try. but anyway, thank you guys. Hopefully you enjoyed this. Remember, Hills for ATL on Wednesdays. We are at 7:30 in the morning if you're a morning person. But then we're also doing it again at 6:30 p.m. It is hot. Bring your water, but be prepared to have a great time and take a lot of pictures. We'll see you guys next time. Thank you.